Ron DeSantis, whether left likes it or not, tens of millions of Americans agree with Charlie Kirk. By Hannah Knudsen on October 2, 2025. Millions of Americans align with Charlie Kirk, whether the left likes it or not, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., suggested during a press conference, calling out those expressing glee over his political assassination. DeSantis explained to educators that there are standards in Florida and rules and regulations that you have to abide by, referring to instances of teachers in Florida and across the nation celebrating the murder of the Turning Point USA founder. I know that one teacher is going to be held accountable, and I know that there's going to be more that happens, he said, before talking about Kirk and how he spent a lot of time in Florida. He was in Sarasota for time, so I got to know him. I got to know him pretty well, but he really relished going to these college campuses and trying to bring ideas to those campuses that may not necessarily get a fair hearing usually. And that's certainly true in many parts of the country, he said, explaining that Kirk did it with a lot of vigor and a lot of passion. He really believed in what he was doing. And shouldn't we want these students to be, he would take questions from all of the hostile students, and then he would answer, and they'd go back and forth. He continued, noting that many of Kirk's clips have gotten more popular. Watch. What Charlie was doing was really kind of exposing why it's important that we have robust debate. You need to graduate from our universities where your assumptions have been challenged. And if it's all just kind of, party line. Trying to indoctrinate a certain worldview. And you never have anyone push back on that. You're not going to be well suited to get out in this one. Unless you're in a cocoon for the rest of your life, the governor said. Further, DeSantis said people did not have to agree with Kirk. But the reality is, millions of Americans didn't do. It's not, like he's representing, 1%, he said. There's tens of millions of people in this country, that agree with his overall philosophy. And so to see somebody go through, say they don't like him. They don't like his views, set up on top of a building and assassinate him. That is taking the intellectual intolerance to a level that we have not seen. Calling September 10th a dark day for the country. DeSantis added that the aftermath was also really troubling in that so many radical leftists openly celebrated Kirk's murder, including leftist educators. Watch, saying this kind of stuff after Charlie Kirk's assassination is pure evil. If Antifa is celebrating his assassination, you expect that from the very far, far left. But to have teachers revel in this across the country, to have nurses revel in this, to have people that are, in major arteries of our society expressing glee, that was really a gut punch, he said. We've got some problems. DeSantis said it is fair to decide as a society that teachers should not be permitted to openly celebrate the murder of an innocent individual. But can we, as a society and me as a governor, look and say, you know what? I've got young kids. Do I want a teacher in the classroom whose response to that is to glorify it and celebrate it? No, I don't want that person teaching our kids. And we have a right to make that clear, he said, noting that this kind of gory celebration is creating a toxic atmosphere. Last week, Turning Point USA announced it had received over 120,000 inquiries to begin new chapters at high schools and colleges. In other words, the organization is on the cusp of having a TPUSA or Club America chapter in every HS and college campus in America, spokesman Andrew Colvett said.